the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches give raves and boos, brutal and glowing reviews. So tune in and listen, the witches three pipe in with their passionate views. See what's over and underrated in this show with your qualified critics, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hey, witches. Welcome to another scintillating episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Scintillating has a silent C. Did you know?
Bring out your fingers.
If you listen to the last episode, you know how scintillating poisonous frogs can be. Mm-hmm. They are a little bit deceptive in their dating habits, mm-hmm. and they put their stuff in people's stuff, and I don't like it. Okay. I don't like it. But anyway, today we're having a show about underrated and overrated amphibians and otherwise. But it's going to be really, really fun.
Kermit.
Easy.
Underrated.
Kermit.
And Mr. Toad.
Oh, what about the guy from Sugar Smacks?
Oh, how about Freddy underrated. The Frog? Freddy the Frog. The new zoo review?
Underrated. New zoo review. I believe that we just created a whole other category.
Yeah.
For this game.
Yes.
That's later in the show.
That's later.
So in the middle of the show, we call it the meat. It's the middle entertainment and treats episode part.
But
the beginning is the intro.
Intro.
Intro is short for introduction.
We should have, what's his name that makes all those things up about what words mean?
And Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. Oh. Have you seen him lately?
No.
Yeah.
Word he makes a, is it called? A synonym?
An acronym? Middle entertainment and
he'd be like,
treat.
This is
remember
a podcast.
Remember that, because I like that. Middle entertainment and treat.
You got it. And treat, okay. Dude.
Put that as our hashtag.
Yeah.
Or our new theme song.
Yeah.
This is a theme song.
Or mental.
Would you like to sing along? I'm going to have to put that definitely on the Facebook page.
I'm a writing utensil. You told me to write and I can't write anything.
There you go. Okay. Daryl has one.
Thanks. Oh my God, that's so great. Hey, mm-hmm. We varied from the course.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You guess what time of year it is?
Oh, God, is it that ho, ho, ho time of year?
Yes.
Who are you calling a ho?
Yes, it's that ho, hum, ho, ho, ho time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And that means shopping.
Ugh.
I'm behind. Where are you guys at?
Not started.
Yeah, not even behind. Not.
Yeah.
Although the last episode, I got an idea for a Christmas present for my wife. Yes.
I do not know what he is thinking.
What are you talking about?
I'm
going to
get you a toad.
That would
a sexy ass toad.
Sexy bulbous finger toad.
Yeah.
So I got my stuff for my client gifts. I've been putting them together. So that's good because I realized yesterday when I was at work. I had my first person who won't be coming back until after Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of weird. So
yeah, so, there we are.
Yeah, so I need to have some. So I'll probably try to finish all I have. I'd order some more, but all I have tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that. We mostly have everything that we're going to probably buy and or have ordered for the Saran Wrap ball that we do for our grandkids. I have some stuff coming in still, and we have not made the ball. But
we can't drop the ball, but we haven't made the ball. Yes.
We have the ball.
As far as any kind of shopping, I decided, I have a really, really good idea for my mom, but I can't say it because if she listens to this.
Yeah. If your mom is listening, Patty, we're going to stop saying fuck. We say fuck too much. Fuck that. I'm not going to fucking do it.
Absolutely
we're fucking
not
done.
Fucking do it at all.
Also, I love you. Merry Christmas. I love your mom.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop saying the F word.
Okay, good for
you.
Yeah,
for uncommon Colin Lawless.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll say it twice as much to make up for it.
No, she likes you too, and she doesn't want to not like you.
I won't say it on the show. I'll just get all the extra Fs out of the way.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say I was not just going to say it around her. Oh.
Understandable.
Okay. But no, I do have a really good idea for a Christmas present for her, and I'll tell you about it later. I got a couple clothes items from my dad at the bins.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
But they're great. They're perfect.
They're in perfect condition. And my mom, I was going to give them to him early. And my mom said, no, wrap these up. They're awesome. Just give them to him for Christmas.
Aww.
So that was good. I probably need to buy something for my niece and her wife.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean
Uncle Don.
Uncle Don. We haven't.
Yeah.
We're going to get all the kids gift cards, the grandkids.
Yes.
This year, because we just don't have time for shopping or the money. And me and Daryl might give each other something little, probably just stockings. We usually do that, right?
That's fun.
Maybe one gift.
You're getting something bigger than a stocking.
Well, that's what she said. What?
All this frog talk has made me really froggy.
Yeah, kind of feel goosey.
So anyways, that's kind of where we're sitting.
But I love that.
Yeah. Do you like doing the shopping? Or do you like going shopping, or do you do yours online?
I think just conveniently wise, it's 99% Amazon or that sort of thing. But I like going shopping to the mall, or, you know, like Old Town Arvada is cute too. Indoor or outdoor mall that is when I'm done. So then I can get bonus things and just enjoy the experience without
idea.
The panic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, or even things for next year or for somebody's birthday or whatever. But I like the sounds and the smells and being around other people, but without the anxiety. You know, it's just like, okay, I don't have to find something, and then you settle on something and you're like, paprika again.
Yeah.
Nobody likes
it's
the paprika
spice.
This old tie again.
It's my favorite spice, she says.
So I miss having malls. I mean, I know that there are some, what, the Colorado Mills and Flatirons is still there.
Yes.
But you're right. I do feel like when I go, I'm like trying to look for something and I never find what I want to find.
Yes.
So yeah, it's probably easier if you write it down and then just do online shopping.
Does that YouTube song come to your head when you're out there doing, I still haven't found?
That's just goes through my mind about pretty much everything.
Yes.
Except for my husband. That makes me feel better. Like, it would just be fun to be able, because I do like shopping if I'm not, if I don't have to shop.
Right.
It's kind of, get a Cinnabon.
Maybe
a coffee. It's not the 23rd. Me and Daryl do that a lot. Like, we'll go at the last second, not to big malls, but like to Walmart or Target or something.
Sure.
And we always end up probably fighting and stuff. Or it's either the best time or the worst time ever. Because I usually want to give it like less thought and he's like more like, no, you know, mine is like, we don't have any time.
Exactly.
We're just going to get Barbies.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
Right.
And he's like, but
they're 26.
Right. But Shannon's 40. She doesn't like Barbies anymore. And I'm like, I don't care. And so she can take it back. Like, my whole thing is you can take it back.
Right.
And then that's kind of, I mean, we don't fight. We hardly ever fight.
Right. But it's negating the point.
Yeah,
right.
Bicker.
Yes. So icky, that's icky. But as far as like, I would really, really mostly like to shop local.
Yes.
Do the stuff where I shop with my friends. My only problem, I mean, like, I have all the heart and all the want to do that.
Yes.
But my problem is that I don't have the...
funds?
I don't have the funds.
No.
But coordination. The wherewithal to put it together, to know what I need from different people time to get it.
Mm-hmm. And also then you start probably getting that guilt, like, oh, well, I bought a facial from them and this from them. And then you feel bad about your other friends, and then you end up spending twice as much.
You know what is also really hard? It's like, I love when I have a friend who will like tell me like, oh, don't worry about it. Or, like, we used to have this dog groomer who Daryl dated.
Okay.
Which is just a story in and of itself.
That's a country song.
Oh, yeah. And, but I
my
really.
Dog groomer.
And I really like her on a personal level.
Yes.
Or whatever. But whenever I would take my dog in to get groomed, she'd be like, don't worry about paying me, just tip me. And so I'm like, just give me a price.
Yeah.
I was just going to say this because your bartender friends do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if they give you a 50% discount, then you tip 70%.
Right.
And it's like, I spent more with you giving me a deal.
Right. Yeah. It's like, okay, because it's like, well, what do you usually charge, you know, and stuff. And so I'm like, I tipped you like this ungodly amount where it was more than it would have been originally.
Yeah.
So if you, let's say you just charged me $20, I'll tip you 100%.
Right.
And then you're giving me a deal.
Yes.
But if you're not going to tip me anything, I'm probably going to tip you $80, which is going to screw me. So that's hard to do with your friends who
Quit
are...
Quit helping me.
Right.
Quit helping me take my money.
So that's kind of hard. And I feel that way too, like at the salon, you know, and stuff. That's why you know, like, I'll trade with people if I feel like it's an even trade and stuff, but not if I feel like it's uneven. It's like, you just pay me, I'll just pay you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not on either end. The only person that I feel like the other person gets, well, no, I guess all of my trades, because I trade my hair and I trade my massages.
You have Mufasa?
Isn't that great?
And my massage therapist, I think, charges $95, $110 or something for an hour.
That sounds about
And
right.
I give her a pedicure, and my pedicure is only $50. So I feel like I'm not, and she is like more than, she's like, you don't understand how much this means to me. I love this.
So
it's totally fine.
To her, they're equal value.
It's equal value. Yeah. She's like, they're both an hour,
You
know, and stuff, this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, like, and so if I can throw her a pair of leggings or something every now and again, I do and stuff. But that, you know, and the same kind of with my hair, because I sometimes, my hair people that I get don't use their, like, I'll get my hair done every 6 weeks.
Right.
Do not, it's going to happen.
Yes.
And stuff, but they won't
they
come and
get
their nails done.
Right.
The appropriate amount.
They feel like
of time.
They're getting cheated, but it's not your fault that they don't cash in on it.
Right. And they've said that too.
Sure.
And stuff like the a ninja, who you guys probably, all our patrons and a lot of our people know her from karaoke.
Yeah.
And stuff, she does my hair. And I told her, I was like, I really need my hair done, but you really only have gotten your nails done once since last time I got hair done. And she's like, my bad. You know, she's like, it's, you know, that's on me and stuff. When can you get me in? And when do you want to get in next? And I was like, right on. So yeah, it's a cool, it's a great thing to, you know, be able to do that.
Yes, totally.
I don't know why I got on that tangent.
I'm like, do you like shopping in malls?
So we're supporting our friends and doing the small business thing. And even if you don't have any money, you can trade, which is a lovely way to live life.
So if you need a hairdresser or a massage therapist, I have two really cool girls for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there was the doggy groomer that Daryl used to do.
Yes. Daryl actually has her tattooed on his arm, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, his dog groomer.
Your dog groomer, Samantha Fox?
Yeah.
And
crazy.
That helped.
Yep. Yeah,
she wants to have some fun. Boop, 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 boop.
But I don't.
Christmas.
I don't go to her anymore because of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's far away. She's clear off.
Because Daryl used to do her?
No, because I don't know what to pay her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I feel like, because Daryl used to do her, I want to overly compensate. Like, hey, I'm rich, bitch.
Or, sorry about that guy.
Yeah. No, mostly just like, I'm better than you. You may be on his arm, but
I'm on him every night.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. Anyways, but I don't.
Dog money.
I'm rich.
Yes.
No, so I just, that's one of the reasons.
This is where we should insert the true meaning of Christmas from Linus and Charlie Brown.
Do it.
Yeah. No, not really.
Oh.
And unto us had come the voice of the Lord. Is that how he talks? I don't know. Tidings of great comfort and joy. That's how he talks, right?
You're the one who watched it recently. I have not.
Watched every episode.
Every episode.
I'm trying to catch up to your Judy Garland from the last episode.
Right.
She was great, guys.
She did.
Lisa
really
does a great Judy. Okay, while we're making fun of Daryl, can I gently or not so gently make fun of you about something?
Please do.
We all have a thing, right?
Sure.
What sounds very stressy to me, besides last-minute Christmas shopping and going out to do so, I'm guessing for Daryl is parking.
Oh.
Yes, you don't like to park anyway, but driving around and around and a fucking
shopping.
Round.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point now where I park far as I, you know, I don't care if I park far away.
You don't mind.
Actually, a really funny story.
And it has to do with the tech witch.
We were with Paul one time.
Uh-huh.
And Daryl does, if he has to park, he usually just parks far, mostly like so nobody would get the car or whatever. If we have to walk, that's fine. We went out to eat one time with Paul and Daryl parked really, really far and he like pulled in and Paul just like, because he's very soft spoken and he doesn't talk a lot, but when he does, you know, it's meaningful.
Uh-huh.
And he goes from the back seat, he goes, really, bro? And so every single time we go anywhere, I always go, really, bro?
Yeah, she gives me the really bro all the time.
Yeah, so, so he will get, sometimes he'll get a little frustrated with parking and stuff and, you know, like,
and you know,
it's not Christmas spaces.
Yeah.
But you know what I do?
What do you do?
When I park,
do?
I pull in straight, people. I'm not the douche that has to back into every freaking parking
Did
spot.
Do you know how much I hate that guy?
Ugh.
Women never
It takes you so much longer to back in. And everybody
goes, who's it for?
Well, it's safer because you can pull out and you can see. I'm like, I can see each way too.
Exactly. We all have cameras down.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's usually guys.
Because we're making that dog money.
Yeah. And it's usually these guys that drive these big old trucks and everything. Yeah, I'm like, oh, now you're really a man because you can back into this little tiny spot between. So,
yeah.
It drives me
crazy.
In fact, I thought of that today when I saw somebody doing it. And then they're wasting everybody else's time because they're backing up and there's like four people that want to leave. And I'm like, TikTok, motherfucker.
Yeah,
really,
seriously.
Bro? And, but I thought about an episode because I think at the very beginning we did one about pet peeves, but we could do a whole one about really irrational pet peeves.
Yes.
Yeah. That one makes me crazy.
Always go back on pet peeves because they always change.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So,
yeah. Bitch about them again.
Yeah.
You know what my pet peeve is?
Yeah.
When people do repeat episodes.
No, you know what my pet peeve is? That I don't remember what my pet peeves were.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't remember, they don't remember.
True.
So
that's
we can
true.
Do it again.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Except for Amanda Reed will remember.
She has
the memory. She told me. What did she say? Oh, we just got an amazing gift from her for Christmas, which actually I already posted the video of.
Oh, so cool. Nice.
And, but whilst we were recording today is the day that we opened them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. Thank you so much. This and that. And she wrote back and she said, well, it may not be Steve Baker candy, but almost as much.
Yeah. How cool
and
is
I'm
that?
Like, where's my candy, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't heard from Candy Steve for a while.
I've been digging through Lisa's trash.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God, I love that she remembers that. That just made
my
little
heart.
That's lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
She's a super fan. I love it.
I'll have to find out where she got those because can I say what they are?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
So they're these really cute embroidered totes, and there's a good witch one, a tech witch one, a bad witch one, and a man witch. And they're really, really nice. But I want one that has like a goat on it, and it could be my tote, my goat. I know it's real dumb, but
gosh,
I like stuff like that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Amanda, don't do it. You already are too generous with us.
She got them on Etsy, she told me.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah,
they're so cute. Very personal.
I have a client of mine. This really has nothing to do with anything, but that's what I'm all about. That reminded me of, she says she has a band of randos, which is random tattoos around her leg.
Oh, fun.
And none of them mean anything whatsoever.
She just likes them.
Yeah. And she put a calf on her calf. And I told her to make a half one, and that could be her half calf.
I love it.
And she did.
That's fantastic.
And then I
told her. You know what she should do?
What?
Have a decaf.
With a D on the side? That's funny.
Yeah.
And she's the only person that I've told to get a tattoo of tattoo who did that too.
Oh my God.
She went and got a tattoo. She did it too?
How fun.
Yeah.
She sounds great.
Like, the play in the book. You'd really like her.
She sounds
Lisa.
Great.
She has a great name too.
I'm going to surprise you guys.
Okay. And get a tattoo of a half cat?
No. It would be surprising if I got a tattoo of anything.
That's true.
But so I'm going to tie in.
Uh-huh.
The intro to the meat.
Okay.
The meaty educational and treats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part.
Okay.
So we are going to talk about things that are overrated and underrated.
Yeah.
Christmas presents. Overrated, underrated. What is an overrated Christmas present? And I will tell you, the Epilady is mine.
That's an overrated one or underrated?
Way overrated. It was terrible. It was a nightmare. I had bloody legs.
Oh!
Yeah, an Epilady. Yeah.
So the commercial lies.
It did lie.
No, it's not good for you.
No.
It's not good for you.
Same thing with the foot scraper, the egg.
Yeah!
Did you ever get one of those?
No.
So I did it and I took too much.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't walk for 3 days. Not even kidding.
Overrated.
It was same thing where you saw it on TV. It was like called the egg. The petty egg. Yeah. It was it was like a cheese grater for your foot.
Good
and
Lord.
It took weight.
I'm trying to think of what I got.
You couldn't walk straight because of that crazy frog.
Yeah.
The sexy frog. The Epilady caused me to have epilepsy. It was terrible. Don't do it.
Okay.
Bad Christmas gift.
Okay.
Mm. Underrated Christmas words, holiday, Christmas. Really, small business. Do that. Get something for your friends. Do the gift cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get something from Legends 33.
I am absolutely doing that.
Yay!
Yeah.
We've got a great selection of clothes right now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, next week, to support this, I am going to be shooting some videos.
Well, and it'll be two weeks from...
So it'll be right before Christmas?
Well, it's actually going to be before this comes out, because this will be... So we've already shot the videos. is what's happened.
Yeah, so that's what I meant to really say. Good. I'm shooting some videos.
Podcast time.
Okay, quick, just throwing this out there. What would you just like a service that you would like for Christmas?
A service.
Because I would love a massage. That sounds amazing.
I need another massage by Terry.
I don't know what to trade your dog you groomer.
I'm like, yeah, I do need dog grooming. If anybody's out there, I'll trade that.
Yeah.
Service. I remember I was thinking of one. I need my eyebrows tinted.
Ooh.
Big time.
Really?
What color are your eyebrows? They're always under bangs. Are they?
Yeah.
That's exciting. You have albino brows.
I do, but I have bangs. I don't know. But I'm thinking. But it bothers me.
Yeah.
So right. I know nobody else sees it, but I seriously look 10 years younger when my eyebrows are tinted.
I believe that.
And
it puts a little pep in her step, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, I'm going to start exercising now. Yeah. I don't know.
That's slender lady.
Yeah.
That's my favorite spice.
I'm going back to 2004.
Yeah. I just really want that done.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. So if anybody's out there who has that and want to train me.
I wonder if Jen Hugaboom does. I think she does eyelash tinting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure. But yeah, if you're listening, Jen.
She has a great facial.
You guys all know our Jan Hugaboom from our podcast. Yeah. She's got her own business, so you know, look that up too.
Yeah. She's an esthetician now.
Yeah, she's got a great business going.
It was the best facial I ever got. I looked like I had a facelift that day.
Wow.
Remember, it was the day we went to the... it didn't take.
Just kidding. She's beautiful.
Well, I actually have to maintain a routine, and I don't do any of that.
Wow.
And, you know, Colorado air. I blame the record.
Right.
Me too.
And John Denver. But, yeah, no, that was the night that we went to the women's group thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, plumped up my crow's feet, and my skin was radiant.
And all those ladies were like, you youngster, because they thought you were 20.
Yeah, they're like, you're too young to be in this brewery.
Exactly. You were just a kid.
Why are you drinking? Who gave that young lady a drink?
Exactly.
Hugaboo.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay, that was a good segue, and now we are off to the meat after this little break.
Take it easy on me. It should be easy to see. I'm getting lost in the crowd. Hear me crying out loud.
Hey, witches, welcome back. We are going to play a little game that I call Over and Under.
Ooh.
You know why I called it that? Because I just made it up just now. And I didn't know what else to call it. So let me just tell you the origin of this. Why are you putting...
I had Over and Under written on my page.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I want to get married.
If she had longer fingers.
Do you know what my favorite spice is?
It is pumpkin spice. No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. He doesn't even listen to me.
No, he doesn't. And you don't
it's
like
paprika.
Okay, yay! I hate pumpkin spice.
No, I don't.
The virus was a paprika.
Oh, my. Okay, so this. Let me tell you the origin of how this got started. So I had told these guys that I had an idea for a game. And then the more I thought about my idea for a game, the more I decided it wasn't a good idea and stuff. So I told Daryl about it last night, which was, so there's this new TikTok trend that's called We Listen, We Don't Judge.
Oh.
And so one person says something like, Shelly, I read your diary when we were in, when we were 12 years old. And then I just say,
listen,
we don't judge. Because like, but it's more better. It's like you could like go, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Anyways, it seemed like a good idea, and that's why we didn't use it, because it's not a good idea. Because then I thought it could be also, it was weird and awkward, it could make fights, it also could just not work. So I needed to look more into that,
or
not
flesh it out. There's been a lot of ideas that they evolved.
Yeah,
possibly.
Sure.
But anyways, so then at the last minute, so then I was like, shit, because that's actually what I had in my head. So at the witching hour, where which is the last second, I decided on this because we were talking about, well, kind of talking about Wicked and whether or not the girls should be nominated for an Academy Award and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we were kind of wondering what each of us thought of different things, whether or not they were overrated or underrated. So this is how this works. So I'm going to give a topic, and then we're all going to say what we think is either underrated or overrated.
And so you guys know this, that me and Lisa do not live any life outside of podcasting.
What does that mean?
We're constantly doing this. You know, like I said, we don't do anything different. We're thinking about what we're going to do on the show, this, that. We're sitting at home on the couch.
Yeah. They really do. Yeah.
Like, what should we do next? What's going to happen?
Oh, I thought I thought he meant that we didn't have any answers because we don't know anything about podcasts.
That's how I took it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, that's not what it is at all.
No.
We should say what's the most over and underrated podcast.
Oh.
Put that on.
Underrated. Good Witch, Bad Witch.
That's what I was going to say.
Overrated. Oh, Ho Reagan.
Yeah.
Ho Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
I said Ho Rogan.
Overrated Joe Rogan. That's it. Yeah. That's all we needed to do.
I'll be honest with you. I've never listened to an episode. But,
I haven't either, yeah. And I just don't like him.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
You don't have to.
No.
Yeah.
But
it's mainly for
males. I just don't have an opinion because I don't know.
It seems like. Okay. Like, kind of like, dude, come on.
There you go. Okay, that was that one. So that there's a little example.
Yeah, there's tiny example.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, we'll start with you, Shelley. Fast food. Overrated.
Burger King. They suck. They're terrible now. It was the last thing that I ordered and didn't finish. Like, it was so salty. It was a breakfast sandwich.
Oh.
It was disgusting. And it was like $8. And I took a couple bites and I threw it away.
That's
and I was
good.
Still really, really hungry.
Okay.
But I've been hearing that they've been shitting the bed all the way around.
Okay.
So,
it wasn't just that particular Burger King. As far as you know,
I'm mad at all Burger Kings.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Joe Rogan works there.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that they are the most overrated.
Okay.
And I used to work at BK. I worked there every day.
And when I took a girl out, I pay her way.
Hey. So, as you can see, since I was fired unfairly in 1987, they've gone downhill.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
I would have to say Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, not enough horse meat in the tacos anymore.
Overrated.
Like they just put a spoon, like they wave a spoon over the meat and then don't actually scoop and put it
in.
It's
like, oh, sorry.
Here. Since I have found Del Taco, I have realized that Taco Bell isn't as good anymore.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So taco, what did you just say? Del Taco?
Del Taco.
Is underrated.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. Everybody get on that train.
I have it as an underrated.
They're going to scoop up all the Taco Bell customers because of shit.
But
it's real beans and it's real beef.
Yeah, but they're very far, few and far between. So but
we're at the drive.
Oh, yeah, there's not many. That's why.
Yeah.
They're not just a branch.
Yeah. My list was Taco John's for the underrated. Where is a Taco John's?
There's one on Sheridan, right?
No, there's one on Washington and 88th and Washington.
I was thinking Taco House.
Okay, you Taco Bell stoners run, don't walk.
Okay.
Taco John's and Del Taco.
I haven't done either of mine, you guys.
Go ahead.
Okay. No.
We listen to you. You love package bags.
Yeah.
For overrated, I said Chick-fil-A.
Oh, sure.
I think everybody oh my God, I need Chick-fil-A. Are you going to go to the filet? Are you going to go to Chick-fil-A?
Are you going to go to the filet?
Blah, 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 blah. And it's
Bobby
not
Flay's
it's
going
a
to filet.
Fucking chicken sandwich. What's the difference?
Right.
I'm with you.
Overrated.
And if you're that into it, you can't get it on Sunday.
Right.
Also that.
Yeah.
And I think people are just thirsty for manners. They like to hear my pleasure after they say something.
I'll say it to you. I actually say a lot.
My pleasure.
I say it when I'm writing my clients.
You know what one of your pet peeves is?
What?
When people say, of course,
it
instead
is?
Of you're welcome. You've told me that.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Of course.
Did I?
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. De nada.
Let me ask you a question. This one's a little bit off, but when somebody goes, you know, hey, how you doing? Or hi, nice to see you. Say, you know, how you doing? And I go, good, thank you. Do you say good, thank you? Like when somebody goes, how are you doing?
I say it back like, I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, I go, good, thank you.
Yeah. I don't say thank you.
You know what bothers me?
Because I want to know how they're doing.
When you say hi to somebody and they go,
it's overrated.
Or would they go, am I? Hi. Am I?
I hate that.
No, I just I feel like if you're like, oh, hi, you know, how you doing? And they go, sup. And it's like they don't care.
No effort. There's no effort.
I've never talked to that person.
No.
I won't.
Okay.
No.
Don't talk to any of my grandkids.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, manners. Next show.
Manners. Overrated.
I didn't do my underrated.
Oh, do your
most
underrated
witch.
It's her game and we're taking over.
Most underrated fast food is McDonald's breakfast.
Oh.
It's the best ever.
A McGriddle is really something.
I love it. a sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese.
Sure.
I just can't even take it. I do too. So good.
But you know, we found Wendy's has got a pretty good breakfast sandwich
they
too.
I love Wendy's.
Yeah, but I still got to go with the McDonald's.
But it's something about the taste of that. It's all that together. Sausage. That grease on that sausage. You know, you get your little your hash brown.
Yes.
And you jam that real quick with your driver.
Yeah, you just you have to do that fast.
And it's so greasy. It's so greasy, just slides down. Yeah. But then you're like, you're looking at that sandwich, going, you're about to get. Frog finger.
You're coming with
me. Let me tell you, I had a client of mine who told me that she gets extra cheese on her sausage egg McMuffin.
It's too much. She's ruining the balance. No.
Thank you. Yeah. I tried it because I thought, how could more cheese be?
No,
First of all,
she's wrong.
It confused the fuck out of the McDonald's people. And second of all, it changed the balance of it.
No, it does.
And it wasn't the same.
Too much.
It's not fun because then once you're done with the sandwich, you look down and there's still a little bit of cheese on there.
Take the little tiny cheese paper.
You eat the wrapper.
And if you get a little bit of wrapper in there,
you don't care.
Okay.
It's
okay.
All good.
You don't care.
Hey. It'll just slide right out.
It's more fiber.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's not wrong with it. I don't judge.
Yeah.
So okay.
Good
Wendy's. Thank you.
Ooh, what's a underrated fast food item also?
Like, just an item?
Yeah, just an item because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
While you're thinking about
you
it.
Tell me.
I haven't tried this yet, but this sounds amazing. Wendy's, perfect all the way around, consistent, hot, fresh, great fries, great Baconator, all the things. Pretzel bun, come on. Good job, guys.
I have tried a pretzel bun.
They're delightful. But there's a new Frosty, and it is a salted caramel.
Oh, no way.
Frosty.
Oh, we're now.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go, and then we'll get it, and we'll watch all the movies that you say we're going to watch with all the free time we have.
Thank you guys for coming. We'll be back.
I think, speaking of Wendy's, underrated, they have a apple walnut chicken salad that's to die for.
She used to get that all the time.
Oh, my God. It's a little expensive. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. So we have not eaten out. Like that type of stuff, Wendy's, stuff like that. We don't do that very much because we did one day stop at Wendy's out here and we said we just want to get a couple of burgers.
Yeah.
It's like $30.
Yes. Yeah.
It's insane.
It was crazy. We got two.
We were getting a snack before dinner.
We got the.
I'm not even kidding.
No, the funny thing was we got the bacon junior cheeseburger and a small fry and get up there and they're like, that'll be $35. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's culture shock.
Totally.
No.
So, yeah, that's
no
why
drinks,
we haven't
nothing. I'm like, no beers?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You guys are giving me good ideas. Another underrated one, Good Times. Good Times is always good. They've got custard, for Pete's sake. Did you have a bad Good Times?
I dated a girl that's all she liked to eat was Good Times.
Was she a dog groomer?
No, this was...
It's another blonde.
She didn't have a job. But she had money. I don't know how. But I always thought that their hamburgers tasted like peanut butter.
Huh.
I've never thought that.
Are you having a stroke?
Come to find out, I was watching a guy make TikTok reel or something, but he goes, the secret to a good burger is a scoop of peanut butter.
What?
So maybe Good Times does put peanut butter in their hamburgers.
It's so
weird. Maybe I like that.
Maybe.
But then it clicked in my head and I told Lisa about it. I go, the guy, he was making White Castles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. White Castles is underrated.
Oh,
they're so good.
Sure.
The little frozen guys are great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Good Times has that sauce.
The dippy.
Yeah, that's good.
Agreed.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
that
not messing around.
You know what?
What?
Straight fries or curly fries?
I like a curly.
Oh, man. Arby's curly fries.
Those are great.
Badass, yeah.
I don't judge a fry. I'll take a fry anyway. I can get it. Curl it up, straighten it out.
Put it in a waffle.
Make it crinkle.
Give it a perm. I don't care.
Don't care. A fry's a fry, for goodness sake.
Oh, my God.
Although I do think McDonald's does something
like
a little bit different.
Though. Yeah.
There's cocaine.
Oh. Yeah, cocaine on them instead of salt.
That's one thing about Chick-fil-A, though. They do got the kick-ass waffle fries.
They have good fries.
Yeah.
But McDonald's fries, you can't eat them cold. Once they're
they're done.
The magic is over.
It is.
It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, fast food, we're done.
Yes. Yeah.
Vacation spots.
Sure.
Underrated and overrated. Or over first.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Uh-huh.
For me?
Uh-huh.
The Bahamas. Hated it.
The Bahamas was
fucking
mine too.
Hated it.
Really? Uh-huh. I thought that was your favorite place. Where's St. Thomas or St. John's? Where is that?
They're two different places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is St. Thomas then? If it's not
here.
The
here.
Okay. Yeah. And then you go over here.
In this part of the ocean, uh-huh. and then swims in the other part of the ocean.
Uh-huh. It's so funny.
But we loved St. Thomas, mm-hmm. but yeah, hated the Bahamas.
Yeah. We hated the Bahamas, loved St. Thomas. We both put that.
Agreed. No, I didn't. For underrated, I put Tortula.
Oh,
because nobody talks about it.
Where's Tortula?
It's by St. Thomas.
Oh,
but
in the ocean.
Just in the ocean. Ooh, it's a little tiny island.
Another one I loved Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico is awesome.
So freaking cool. The people are so great. Loved it.
Yes, and it's like a million different ecosystems. You can have jungle and beachy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah. But yeah, that was Bahamas, a favorite. It was dirty. Mm-hmm. It was very...
commercial.
Yeah, but I felt icked out. People were just all over you, you know, on top of me. Hey, man, I got what you need. Hey, man, I'm like, come here. I need to talk to you, man.
I was trying to sell you drugs.
Everybody was right on top of me. And I told Lisa, I go, you know what? I want to go back to the boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Did not relax at all.
We might have not been the right place.
Well, I've heard people say that, you know, where did you go? Because mm-hmm. there's some beautiful, I'm sure I can't, you know.
But for me, I'd love to go to the Bahamas, I'm good. I don't ever have to go again.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
My worst is still not that bad.
Okay.
overrated, I said Cancun. I've been to Cancun three times.
I agree.
And in three different ways. It is beautiful. The mm-hmm. sand is awesome. Maybe it certainly wasn't the people that I went with, because they were all fun and great and all of that. But it seems to me like, who the fuck do you think you are, Cancun?
Right.
You know, it's like
Cancun's the big island of the Hawaii's.
Right.
Like, it's
right.
Like Kauai is so like much the Oahu. Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was a little pretentious, a little spring breaky. But, you know, it's like, oh, well, we're still going to charge you a bunch of money for mm-hmm. this, you know, the white sand and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I thought it was fine, but it didn't have any soul.
Yeah.
Didn't have any flavor.
No.
Right?
No, that's like, Cozumel. Uh-huh. You know, Cancun's here, Cozumel's over here, uh-huh. and it's totally a different experience.
A different
you come over there, and you're like, this is cool.
Yeah,
because we're not a man-made island over, you know,
right.
Cancun over there with your man, and you're still paying for all that white sand.
Exactly. And if somebody said, hey, do you want to go to Cancun? Like, yeah, of course I want to go to Cancun.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as great as everybody else.
Right. I'm not going to have as much fun as I think I'm going to have.
Yeah. And I'm not going to pay for it.
No, I think part of that might be... like all-inclusive stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
That has its charms abso-freaking-lutely, but I also want to break out of the, you know, get off the cruise ship, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, and go get some flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as far as underrated, it's probably still rated pretty high by most people, but I thought Belize was awesome. Puerto Rico was fantastic too.
Yeah.
But, and our Belize trip was so great, but it was really, it felt almost primitive, you know, because we were staying on this little 4-mile island that was didn't have electricity. So the restaurants and everything were run by generators and all of that stuff. And it was hammocky.
How did
and
you text?
How did
just kidding?
That's funny. We had a coconut.
No,
no internet.
No,
too?
No
I can't
internet.
Believe
no. It was great. It was really great. But and lovely people, great food. Beautiful to look at. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And there's so many different parts of it. Like, you know, I can say I've been to Hawaii a certain amount of times, but it's all been Oahu.
Okay.
I would love to see all your little islands and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Where
cool.
Jurassic Park was filmed and yada, yada, yada. Where I went in Belize with Dara was spectacular, but there's 15 million different places in Belize that are better, just as, if not more beautiful.
Okay.
So, anyway, underrated Belize.
Perfect. Okay. What do you guys think about actors? Overrated actors?
This, I think, would have been fun if we were guessing what each other's going to say, because I think we've covered these in some ways
at times.
I won't be surprised by your answers, I have a feeling.
I didn't say actors I didn't like. I actually went with ones that everybody else thinks is great, and I don't think is
that
much
That is
so.
Exactly what I did, too.
So we go 1, 2, 3. Johnny Depp.
Is that what you said?
Johnny Depp's the most overrated actor. I mean, he does some of the stupidest ass roles. You know,
That's true.
I mean, I liked him at Edward Scissorhands, but still, was it a really that great, like, astonishing? He didn't have to do nothing but be, you know, the whole time. That I could have done that.
Choppy, choppy.
And then
he didn't have to do anything but have completely different appendages. And make beautiful topiaries.
Well, you know, thank God for cinema magic.
Air goose.
Yes. But no, I mean,
I agree with you.
He just does some of the, he doesn't do anything that makes me like go, wow, this guy's great.
Right. Yeah.
Except he did when he did Blow. I thought he was good in Blow.
Oh my God, that him, was so good.
Him and Paul Rubens. Now yeah. that was a great movie. I actually liked it because he actually showed some talent.
Yes.
So that's my most overrated. My most underrated actor is Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he's underrated?
I think there's some of his older work. I mean, everybody still thinks of him as Spicoli.
No.
No, they really do, okay. If you think about it. But, I mean, some of the stuff that he has done, even he did a silent film movie type thing. It was he played an old banjo guy. It was great shit, but, you know.
Yeah, I think he's incredible. Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I think that everybody does. Am I wrong?
Celebrated.
Yeah. He is celebrated.
There were people that I picked that I'm like, nobody knows about this role in blanky blank. And then I'm like, oh, well, she won a SAG Award for it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I felt
about Paul Rubens in Blow.
Yes.
Nobody knew
that that was him. I mean, because you were used to being Pee Wee Herman.
Exactly.
And then you see him and you're like, oh, shit, look at this.
Yeah, you can act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
Okay. So my overrated one, I think he's a one trick pony.
Okay.
Is Al Pacino.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Hey,
you're both time. Right.
Yeah. I just think, I mean, it's like, everybody's
just
again,
yelling.
Yeah. He yells and he's Italian.
That's all
with,
yeah.
Or Mexican, whatever you want him to be. Somebody with dark hair.
You will be an angry Italian guy.
Or an angry he's shooting up Scarface.
Yes.
One way or the other, I'm just angry and I'm just short.
Yeah.
You ain't seen the last of me.
Yeah.
Good call right. on both of those.
I'm just like, eh. And I couldn't think, because I do think that there's so many underrated people.
Yes.
I think that because we just finished Penguin, Colin Farrell is a great actor.
It's incredible.
Oh, God.
I really need to get into that.
It's good.
Is it on Paramount? Is that what you said?
Max.
Max,
yeah. No, it's...
Max. yeah, but it was, I mean, I just was like, I mean, I've always thought that he was good,
yeah.
But I mostly thought he was good because he was cute. Like,
sure.
I was like, oh, I could just sit
totally
there and watch
him poop.
Cuteness
away from
right.
me. You don't even know it's him.
Yeah, you wouldn't
if
even
somebody, know. If that. Somebody sat down and they're like, well, who's this guy acting? And you didn't tell him, but they would sit there and go, this guy's good. He's convincing. Uh-huh. And then it's peeled off. It's this beautiful cat right here.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Well, you guys reminded me. It seemed like there was a long period of time where people... Every actor was an actress was beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and you only got accolades if you played ugly people.
It's true.
For instance, who's Hattie McCutter, Charlize Theron with Monster.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
And but her acting was just so spectacular, and the transformation, and yeah. yada, yada, yada. But you guys just reminded me of a handsome person that played an unattractive person that was hugely underrated, Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
With the whale.
Oh, yeah, that
well,
was a great
not
movie.
Really, because he won the Academy Award for it.
But he was underrated before then, I guess. Okay.
Well,
like,
you know, because
who thought to put him in that role?
Yeah, because right. you would have looked back and been like, he'd played a caveman once, and
right.
he played the, you know, he played, yeah, the, yeah you're right, that was a good one. So somebody really took a chance on him.
Yeah.
You know, and said, let's get him, and he wasn't in the best of looking, you know, wasn't the old Brendan Fraser that we knew, the,
right.
you know, Bohunk, mm-hmm. this night, he kind of has gotten a little
old
heavy.
Old Brendan the Bohunk.
But.
This is Bohunk.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
2024.
Yeah. So that one I was not on my list, but mm-hmm. you just reminded me.
Yeah.
I think that was one. But my most hated actor that I never understood why anybody is into him, so super overrated, Tracy Morgan. Why? Why?
I just
show me him in a role that he's okay on 30 Rock, I guess. But every single episode of Saturday Night Live,
himself.
He was on. Yeah,
that's all he does is play himself.
And
so
it makes that stupid smirky face. I just want to smack it off his face.
I don't even know what like he's been in besides 30 Rock. I mean, I know he was on Saturday Night Live, and I know he's a stand-up.
It just seemed like everybody was sucking his dick for a while. And just like, I love Tracy Morgan. And I'm like, why?
Well, they were thank God he didn't get killed by that Walmart truck.
Right, and that's great. Nobody
but
should die.
He came back from it. He said, yeah, I'll be back. Yeah, no. I don't know. That was Rodney. That was Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Well, it was, never mind.
Okay. Underrated. So I think he's overrated.
Uh-huh.
Underrated. And so this is the example that I was just telling you about. The finest performance I'd seen in a long time was Emily Blunt in A Quiet Place. Did you guys ever see that?
I saw it with you.
Oh, there you go. And but yeah, you know, you can't make any noise or the thing will come out from underground and kill your kids or whatever. So she gives birth alone without a peep and then steps on a jutting out nail on the stairs.
Oh.
Not a peep. Just the facial expressions that everybody would have to have in that movie where you can't really talk. It was so good. Just the terror and the fear and the love and the blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so underrated. Well, she won a bunch of awards for it. So, so anyway, so she is celebrated and fine. So underrated, Chad Lowe, obviously. He's a thespian.
Did you see his work in Spencer?
Robbie Benson.
He was a nice
couple. And in reality, Timothy Oliphant.
He was the one that was in the Sarah Clarita's Diet.
Santa Clarita's Diet. Yes.
Sarah Clitoris. What?
He's awesome.
I love him.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Like, I want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like him. Yeah. But he seems like his whole acting style is never to stop smiling.
Yeah, he's kind of
if you got a great grill, why not?
No, but it's like, I don't know, it's almost distracting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see he should be in more stuff because he is awesome.
He's like so affable. He's just charming and likable. Yeah, and I just want to hug him.
Yeah. That's awesome. Musician or band?
You go ahead.
I ain't going to make a lot of people mad, but you know, I cannot stand the Beatles. They are 100% overrated. They're the first boy band, and they didn't do anything that I thought was, you know, jaw-dropping. Anybody could have done what they did.
But they didn't.
But, you know, because they didn't want to. I don't want to follow that. I don't want to be that act.
Because they thought they were bad?
I just think that they did some shitty stuff. I mean,
shitty stuff did they?
You lost me. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Sorry,
hey,
mom.
Honey.
I thought that he meant like they as people did mean things, not their music was bad.
Well, you know, helter skelter. You never know what they did. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that all the music at that time wasn't incredibly jaw-dropping.
Orchestral.
There was a lot of other people doing a lot of different stuff, too.
Like?
The Stones were doing stuff that was...
That's true.
You know? And they were dark, they were evil, and they were being truthful, and like, okay, but they... we're not going to do what those guys over there do. They all look the same.
And that's the whole point of this, is that this is an opinion show, and your opinion is wrong.
See, I knew it was going to happen. You just blew Lisa's side.
Oh, that's funny. I was actually just trying to debate with him because it was funny.
And you're wrong.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
go ahead.
My overrated is Beyonce. I do not get it. I do not get her. I do not think she's talented in any aspect of anything, except for maybe wardrobe.
Don't let this get out. Diddy
don't
might hear it.
Don't tell anybody because her and Jay-Z will come and kill me.
Right.
And stuff. That's another one.
That's probably why he cheated on her. He's like, you know, talent.
He's no talent.
She wouldn't even
either.
Go to bed.
They
She's
deserve
like...
each other. He has less talent than she does.
Oh, God.
Well, he has no talent.
No.
To my
knowledge. He's not even rated.
You don't even like all the single ladies?
I like when Justin Timberlake was the backup dancer for that. That made me giggle.
You're both shocking.
What's that?
You're both shocking.
You think that Beyonce's talented?
I do.
You just don't want to be dead.
No.
No, she's like, she goes, there's people out there still that come after people that don't like the Beatles. Bye-bye, Daryl. And bye-bye, Lisa, that don't like Beyonce.
I don't know.
I'm not afraid of her.
I'll take her. Let me at him.
Some courage.
Okay. So that's
interesting.
Who's your
all musicians?
It's the first one I thought.
Okay, but she is overrated to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's fine. Did you ever see Dreamgirls? She was lovely in it. She was just great. Okay.
I'm sorry. Was she in that behind Jennifer Hudson?
That's right.
Because I didn't see anything else besides that talent.
Yeah, she was really good too. Underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. My musicians. Overrated. Eagles, are you listening? Hey, Nirvana, sorry about all your tragedy. Too much. Overrated.
You said Nirvana?
Yeah.
Overrated.
No, I'm with you. Can I get a knuckle knock on that one? Because I'm a huge grunge fan, but I think that Nirvana was totally overrated.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, some of the things they did were groundbreaking. I really liked a couple of their songs.
Yeah, a few songs, but
You're not Jesus.
You know what made him big? Kaboom.
They were big before he killed himself.
They were big before the kaboob. Also, Smashing Pumpkins, not as much.
Oh my God. I'm with you there.
Yeah, what the hell? Who cares?
I don't really Nobody cares.
Excuse me. That's how he sings. I'm like, he's so nasally.
That's really good.
But my underrated guy would be Soli Erna.
Oh yeah,
the lead singer of Godsmack, but his solo stuff is incredible. I love his solo.
Incredible,
you know, and same thing. You know that old band Nickelback.
Oh,
Nickelback. Underrated.
I think Nickelback has the right amount of ratings.
Easy.
No, I'm just saying that they're
like they're a three.
No, they're good, and I think people that like them, and people that don't.
It's just more fun to make it a joke, like Olive Garden.
It really is.
Olive Garden is really satisfying.
It really is. I love their Alfredo.
Nickelback is the Olive Garden of music.
It is. Right. Yes. And Primus sucks.
I think that they should use that on their next tour.
they should have Olive Garden sponsor their tour.
Yeah, and then be like, we're the Olive Garden.
They're like, we're the OG.
Yeah.
OG.
Olive Garden.
Gee.
And this is just because I couldn't think of anything else. I said Jordis Unga. You guys know I love her. Oh, I know she's underrated, and she should have been a lot more popular.
And listen to her.
Yeah.
Go and listen to her. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's look her up. More listening of her. How do you spell her
last
name again?
We don't judge. That's how that came into play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unga.
You ain't got no alibi, you're Unga. Absolutely Unga. My most underrated that I forgot to write down, but you guys reminded me of, is Danny Carey. He is the drummer for Tool. And if you listen to the drums on every Tool song, it will blow your mind.
No, it's the bass guitarist and the drums make that band. I mean, you know.
It's intense. Yeah, they set the mood.
It really is. It's a...
Yeah. And it sounds like the guy has eight arms.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you make all those noises?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think back in the day when he was still alive, the Rev and him used to be like the two top rated drummers. Yeah.
They called him the Octopus? Is that what
I don't know, but that's funny.
Lisa! Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. I love paprika.
Paprikalika. It's my favorite spice.
Paprikalika. It's my favorite spice.
Okay. Then we're done with musicians and bands.
Yes, we're good. Yeah.
Yes.
Movies.
Oh, God.
Overrated.
I'm ready for this. Most overrated?
Mm-hmm.
The Blair Witch Project.
Oh. That was such a cultural phenomenon, too.
It's so silly, yeah.
It was a public trickery.
It was.
I think that it was overrated when you found out that it wasn't true. But I think that the fact that they put so much into it to make everybody believe that they had that internet campaign at the beginning to actually get you to believe that the movie
we bought into it. Yeah, I mean, everybody bought into it.
It was a marketing coup.
It was.
It was a coup, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was great. Good.
Did you have
good
more? One.
Well, and then my most underrated was The Muppets Take Over Manhattan.
Oh my gosh.
No. Just kidding. No, these two kind of stayed small, straight out of Compton when they made that one. Was a great one. But this one, I don't think it made it to any of the big screens. I think it was at just certain theaters. But American History X.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. That was a really good movie.
It's too scary.
She's never coming out of her bedroom again.
I'm not.
She's
just scared of everything.
But I thought those two were smaller budget movies. I think pretty much they played in smaller places, especially American History X. We seen it at
a real small theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the one with the Kirby situation?
Yes, exactly.
That's why I can't.
Yeah, I understand.
You close your eyes. I closed my eyes.
I don't know about it. I want to hear the noise.
You already know.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not doing it.
What's his name?
Edward
Stomperfoot.
Ooh.
Yeah, when he turns around after doing that, and he looks at his little brother, you know, and he just puts his arms up, and he has the most evil look on his face.
And some nice arms.
Yeah, and he's in boxers.
Yeah,
there you go.
And he wears whiteies.
He is one of the best actors ever.
He's a great actor.
Whatever happened to that other girl that was in that Falca Maka Laka Maka? She was the
one. She did a craft.
Yeah,
La Bruca.
She was in the craft.
Yeah. Fija Balk.
Yes, Balks.
Yeah, we brought her up in another show for some other reason.
I really am looking for her.
Farouche Salk.
All right.
Farouca Salk.
I know who you mean. She was in Willy Wonka.
Yes.
She's got
the face. The lady you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's an intense face.
Yeah, and like always play the bad person.
Yeah.
That's kind of who the gal from The Penguin. kind of reminds me of her.
Really?
Kind of in a different sense. Okay, well.
Lady Gaga. She reminds me of Lady Gaga.
Oh, Gaga, Gaga.
Okay. Underrated. Jacob's Ladder. Oh, I didn't say what overrated was. I think Jacob's Ladder is a very, very underrated movie.
Yeah, totally.
It has a great premise.
Pick. Yeah.
It's very
trippy.
Ethereal.
I've seen it, right?
Yeah. It's,
messages.
Yes.
What is that movie? I See Dead People.
Oh,
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, with the
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
So it has like a twist at the end.
Such a twist.
And it's just, I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but like going back, it might be cheesier than I thought. But at the time, I thought it was really, really good for what it was.
Yes. It's
on the top.
You loved it.
Yeah, probably my top five movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Most overrated movie I think I've ever seen.
Yes.
Is the Barbie movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it got so much hype.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was boring.
Yeah, I thought the sets were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I seriously would like my life back.
Uh-huh.
I thought, did it have a good message? Yeah, great. You know, the only good thing about it was Kate McKinnon. She was phenomenal.
She's always great.
Right.
Sure.
And I was underimpressed for as much hype as it got.
Agreed. That was both really, really good. My underrated is Animal Olympics. The movie about the animals that were in the Olympics. Everybody needs to love it. Mm-hmm. It needs to win an Oscar. It needs to be attainable.
Uh-huh.
I'm still looking for it. If anybody finds a copy, let me know what I owe you.
Okay.
Animal Olympics is great. And nobody knows. So I'm here to spread the gospel of Animal Olympics.
Okay.
It's wonderful. All-star cast, Gilda Radner.
Is it Animal Olympics?
Animal Olympics.
Wow.
It's an animated
No, I know what it is, but I didn't know they were in it.
All-star cast.
Okay.
Gilda Radner, who else?
Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Oh, God.
Other stars.
Yeah.
Other of the times.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind. Didn't care for it.
Not that big of a deal. It was really long.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Dances with the Wolves. Don't care about it.
That was long.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah,
overrated.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, I never watched it. Okay. Well, doing the thinking, I hate Joe Rogan. I've never heard one.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
What was the other one he did? The
Dances with Wolves? Don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, Braveheart.
Braveheart.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, it's not.
Kevin Costner versus Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
And Braveheart is the best thing that ever happened. This is how they fall in love and get married so he could save her from the evil monarchy. And they go and get married in private because they love each other so much. Mm-hmm. He wants to protect her. And he says, I will love you my whole life. And she said, and I you.
And
yeah,
I
no,
you.
No, she says, I will love you my whole life, you and no other, as long as I live. In Scottish, and she says, and I ye.
I knew I'd get her going.
Yeah. I think that we should have Colin Farrell redo that part.
Yeah.
In Irish. Sorry. And I ye. I don't know what that was.
That's an Irish cowboy.
It was.
Irish cowboy.
All right. Anything else we need to throw in there, my people?
Opinions.
My witches. Opinions. We will be back with Witcha talking about.
Can't wait. Witches, this is the segment of the show we call Witcha Talking About. We talk about things that are random and informational, hilarious, informative, sexy, and amphibious. Welcome back to Amphibian Corner, because I got a story for you. Hey, have you guys heard of the axolotl?
The pardon me?
Oh, yeah, I love axolotls. I have one in my bedroom. Not a real one, but a stuffed animal.
You have heard of the axolotl?
Yeah.
Dude, Daryl.
She's excellent at the axolotl.
Daryl, ask me a question about it.
Shells.
Yeah.
What is an axolotl?
You sure axolotl questions. Okay, it's an amphibian. But it's called, it is an axolotl, but it's also called the Mexican walking fish.
Ooh.
It's a cute little guy, has these things that look like branches coming out of its smiling head. It's actually an amphibian. So anyway, here's a picture of it, and then we'll put it on the Facebook. But it's cute as the Dickens.
They're so cute.
Oh, my God. At least I never heard of them until this morning.
Remember, we almost had one for kids.
Yeah. How do you have an axolotl? Are they native to North America?
You can have them as pets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a friend.
We should get Shelly an axolotl.
She doesn't need any more and things a macchiato. To take care of.
I've got an axolotl.
She'll never leave the
we
household.
I had a friend who was giving one away, and I wanted to get it for Caden.
How big are they?
They about like this.
Yeah. They start like this, and I think that they get about
I don't think they get much
big.
More than, yeah.
It looks like they have more of a body of, let's say, a newt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're so cute, and they with smile the head of all the
cartoon.
Time. I had leggings, axolotl leggings. That I was selling. I didn't have some of my own. I think Rose bought some. She loves her daughter or her love axolotls.
I'm new to the axolotl world.
Oh yeah,
she's going to get into it now.
I'll show you my. I'll show you my axolotl if you show me yours.
That's
so
what
cute.
I'm talking about. That's exciting.
Nice, yeah. Cool.
Okay, yeah. Mine is. A missing Wyoming man with dementia is safe after being spotted on TV hundreds of miles away.
Oh.
Okay, now this is funny. Oh, okay. So, maybe I should read it before. I kind of did.
Are you
but this
do you know
is,
what
no.
numbers are?
100 missing men. One was gone, then there was 99.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what's funny. This is from AP News, but it says this is from Salt Lake City. And I was like, if he's a Wyoming man, why was this be from Salt Lake City? But maybe he was found in Salt Lake City. Let's watch. Salt Lake City. A Wyoming man with dementia wandered away from home and hitchhiked to Salt Lake City and is safe after his wife spotted him on the TV news segment about helping those in need.
Oh.
91-year-old Michael Black ended up in the rescue mission of Salt Lake over 200 miles away from the couple's home in Afton in the western Wyoming Star Valley. After arriving at the shelter, Black was recorded in a KSL news segment about feeding people in need at Thanksgiving time. The Salt Lake City station broadcast zone extends to Wyoming, where Avril Black happened to be tuned in and watching. I thought, wait a minute, I'm sure I saw Michael. So I paused the TV, set it back. Yeah, sure enough, there he was, says Avril Black. She's 77.
Oh my goodness.
He was 91. He had been missing for 3 days, the station reported. Police entered Michael Black's information into a database after his wife reported him missing November 25th. Tipsters helped police map his journey through southern Utah and into northern, through southern Idaho and into northern Utah, where the trail went cold. I realized the sweet old man was in need of some help, says Roos, the shelter's chaplain lead. On November 27th, Avril Black spotted her white-haired husband in a black coat having dinner amongst dozens of others on the 10 p.m. news. It was so unreal. I was so relieved. I actually slept that night, she told the station. Police confirmed Michael Black's identity, and his wife drove him home. I'm speechless. It just blows me away that that happens. Boy, does he have some guardian angels looking after him, she said.
That is so terrifying.
But did you say he had dementia?
Yes, he had dementia. He hitchhiked all the way through, I guess, Wyoming, through Idaho, and then into Utah, and that's where they found him.
See, luckily, he had thumbs.
If that were to happen to me, somebody would tell Lisa, oh, he was just faking it.
Or if it happened to Heather, she never would have gotten picked up.
No.
Or if it happened to Gerald, you'd be like, guess I don't have a husband yet.
I'm getting that puppy.
And then I come back and be like, what are all these dogs? I thought he was missing here.
I thought he was missing. Didn't you look for me?
He's like, didn't you watch the news?
When I seen you on TV, I'm like, Dad's right where he wants to be. Come on, puppy.
This is me watching Daryl on TV. Click. That was me turning the channel so
and
I
kissing
could have
her
more
new
dogs.
Puppies. All six of them.
Well, obviously, I'm glad that she found him and all that stuff, but I wonder how many of those stories are out there that we don't hear about and when they're just gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's yikes.
Oh, well.
Well, that's what Lisa's talking about.
Oh, well, in a bad way. I mean, yeah. Oh, well.
You just don't care about people. I mean, I'm listening. I'm not judging.
Oh, we listen. We don't judge.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
What
are you talking about, Daryl?
Well, what am I talking about? Guys, I've got to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas lights,
mm-hmm.
outside enjoyment, or too much work? You be the judge.
Outside enjoyment.
Yeah.
If somebody else does it.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
So Shelly's going to leave the house tonight and leave our house going, yeah, it looks pretty good,
yep,
guys.
That's nice. I enjoyed it.
You know what? I think that if you don't enjoy putting them out, then you don't do it, right? I mean, there's right. Who does it and said, I wish I wouldn't have done this year?
No, but
it's nobody ever. You're right.
Yeah.
So leading into that, that's what me and Lisa did yesterday when we got home from work. And it was a good time. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
And I liked her helping me out. And we did it completely different this year. We did our porch different than we ever have. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time and we...
Didn't bicker.
No. And we actually because Daryl's very meticulous and he likes things like really perfect and I don't care and stuff. So I would be like, well, put it here and then drape it this way and then put it this way. And he'd just let me do what I wanted.
I did everything
and
she asked.
It ended up looking fine and mm-hmm. good. And yeah. It wasn't, I mean, it's not the straightest thing ever, but it was fun for us and they're up yep. and
I
we enjoy
that.
It. So yeah,
okay,
it was
cool.
Good.
I think the real meaning of Christmas is you take all that effort mm-hmm. and then come over and do it at my house.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it was
how fun was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we were outside. My neighbor, Nick, always does his yard first. And then he gets me going, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. You got your yard going. And so Lisa was outside and she goes, yeah, can you put some, we want green up top. We want this.
I was telling that to Nick.
Telling it to Nick. And Nick goes, well, get the lights and I'll put them up. He goes, because I thoroughly enjoy this. And I go, oh, no, I wouldn't. And so we get in the car. She goes, you should have just said, go
seriously.
Look at the lights.
Yeah. It was funny. He was going to get his son yesterday and he walked by us at school.
Yeah.
And then when he came back, the little guy.
Well, no, he was walking by. He goes, it's about time.
Yeah, he did say that. But the little guy, his son, was walking first. And I go, hey, cutie. And he goes, hi. And I go, I was talking to your dad. And stuff. And it was funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Paprika.
It's my favorite spice. Okay, we will be back with Wow.
Wow.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. That's not what I wanted to do.
You can do a take
go
two.
Go rewow
I need to rewow this.
Rewow.
Oh, okay. God. I can't even think of it, but that's what it's going to have to be.
Are you trying to do the theme song, from Little River Bend?
No.
Wow, 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 wow. No?
I like that.
Okay.
That had some fire to it.
All right.
Okay.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Tell us what the wow is.
I was going to do the hey, Jude. Hey,
oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Because I damaged the Beatles so much, I thought I'd better give them wow. 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 Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Whoa, wow, wow, wow,
wow. Wow, wow,
wow.
Kids, don't do drugs.
Yes.
Wow, 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 wow.
Say no to your wild drugs on the street, kids.
That was,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, I got stumped there, but okay.
We brought it back. Dude.
Yeah, we wowed it back. Okay, yeah. So my wow today is going to be kind of with the show theme. I've kind of been doing this lately, but. I want to talk about a guy that I think was one of the most underrated guitarists, and I just loved him to death. He was a great guitarist, and I'm talking about Mr. Wayne Static of Static X.
You were going to say Wayne Newton. Wayne. That guy wails.
Static X.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Tell us about
no, no, no.
Yeah.
Wayne Static was the lead singer and lead guitarist of a band called Static X, and I got to luckily see him a couple of times before he passed away. He had dealt with drugs, like most of these rock stars do, unfortunately, but he got cleaned up and was living a good, clean life and everything, and then something got him, and sad enough, he went back to it, and it took his life. But the guy is just an incredible guitarist. I mean, I sit there and was in awe of him seeing him live, the two times that I got to see him live, mm-hmm. and just was like, I kept it in, I took everything in. So if you get a chance... I would like to see any of our listeners even go through maybe one or two of their songs, because it's not anything that you guys would even really think that I would listen to. But listen to the Wisconsin Death Death Trip is the album I highly recommend. But songs that I like, I'm With Stupid. You've heard that before on the radio. And Bled for Days and A Dirt House are three of my most favorite songs on those on different albums. But yeah, give homage to old Wayne Static. He ended up passing away November 1st, 2014. And the sad thing about it was he was just going out on tour, and I told Lisa, I go, I am going to take Christina to see this guy because she will love him. And then, yeah, he had dates here, but he passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that. So what's he in? American Static X? That's not funny. Okay. I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Oh.
And you guys always give me really good music to look up and listen
to. It's something that I think will throw you. You'll be like, wait a minute, whoa. But I'm With Stupid you've heard before on like BPI and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My will of wisdom is true crime. True crime rule number 51. Hey, if you don't want to get murdered, guess what state you shouldn't live in?
Colorado.
Duh. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're so dangerous.
We are.
Frederick. Chris Watts. Killer. Terrible. Boulder. Poor little John Monet. Greeley. Did you guys hear the story about Scott Sessions and Heather Frank is her name. It's a crazy one. He was a musician. He was a trumpet player. I think I might have even mentioned it on the show.
You've said something about it
before. It's a wild and crazy case. So look that one up. Every mountain, pretty much. Every mountain gets a little murdery. Thornton Craigslist killer. Didn't you say you knew about that one?
Yeah.
So Natalie Bollinger, she was shot on the Riverdale Road. But she had put out an ad that said that she was looking for a hitman for herself.
Oh, wow.
But it was a prank. Like, somebody else did that and then went... Okay.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does sound familiar.
Aurora, 1984, the hammer killer. Killing everybody with hammers. That's not good. Breckenridge. Who was the killer in Breckenridge?
Breckenridge is just feisty.
Breckenridge is a feisty place. And now it's a very wealthy, feisty place.
I know
place.
That it they, made, they make place. Fun of it on one of the podcasts I listen to all the time, that it's really stabby, but I don't remember what podcast.
The person I'm thinking of is probably not the person you're thinking of. The famous cannibal Alfred Packer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was killing all the people for their gold.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, if you pick out a place to live based on its murder rates... Probably not number one, but they're the most publicized and some of the most creative.
By capita.
Exactly.
Well, we have the most, we do have a lot of publicized cases too.
Indeed. Yeah.
When you think about the Aurora movie shooter.
Movie shooter. Yeah.
It's
the Chuck E. Cheese killer.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Thin Mountain air, guys. Just stay away.
Right. Yeah. And all the pot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But actually, since pot got legal, there's less.
Yeah, but there's more car accidents.
True. That's the texting and driving.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, what is your well of wisdom?
My well of wisdom is animals. And here is my story. Hysterics as escape artist dog ruins engagement by running away.
What?
Everyone knows that proposals are supposed to be about the happy couple, but one rescue dog couldn't control her urge to be the main character. So she slipped her leash and ran off during the celebration instead. Dog owner Anne Marie Schlegel, 26, and her fiancé Cody, 29, who apparently doesn't have a last name, were celebrating their engagement in front of friends and family. And, of course, their rescue dog, Ollie. As Anne Marie popped open a bottle of champagne and sprayed bubbles everywhere, Ollie decided she'd had enough of her human stealing the limelight and sneakily skipped out of her collar. It only took a few moments for Cody, who was holding the leash, to realize there was no longer a dog on the other end. Thankfully, Anne Marie told Newsweek that Ollie, the black lab mix, didn't actually run away. She only got as far as a patch of grass nearby. Prior to the video, the couples didn't realize that her collar was loose as she moved her head to look around and just slip it straight off. Cody knew that Ollie had to be a part of the proposal in some way, Anne-Marie said, from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So he surprised me with her wearing a bandana that says, "Will you marry my dad?" We decided to get a video of us popping champagne and her next to us. As she's a dog and didn't realize that we just got engaged, I don't think she cared to stay right beside us while we celebrated. I think she just turned her head to see what was happening and slipped out of the collar while we were distracted. So she put up the footage on TikTok. It left the internet users in hysterics. In just a matter of days, the clip had over 2.5 million views and 295 likes on TikTok. Some people were concerned about Ollie's safety and suggested she might have been scared by the champagne cork popping, but Anne-Marie insisted that she isn't reactive and was completely safe the whole time. I thought the video was absolutely hilarious, she said. It had me in tears because I thought it was so funny. It's even funnier that my fiancé was unaware that the collar was no longer had Ollie attached to it because we were distracted. Ollie listens very well and has good recall. She didn't wander far, but she was safe. If the situation was any different, I would not have made a video about it. She's such a goofy, fun dog, and now her personality is shining online and people love it. After going viral, more than 840 comments on TikTok, plenty of internet users lauded Ollie's undeniable main character energy. One comment read, she said that this is not about me, I'm going to make it, or if this is not about me, I'm going to make it about me. So that is about Ollie. Hopefully I can find the TikTok so that you guys can see it. Also, just being my well of wisdom, I have been told by my vet that you should be able to only slip two fingers under your dog's collar without it being any looser. Tight.
Yep.
That's the looseness and tightness of it. So if it's too loose and your fingers can move around, they tighten get out, it.
Right?
If you can't move your fingers underneath the collar with two fingers underneath it, it's too tight.
Yeah.
That so there is you go.
Good rule of thumb.
Nice. Thank you.
Precious.
Yeah.
So adorable. And
wasn't Ollie the name of the dog?
That's what I was going to say. The security pumpkin dog.
Yeah, it is. That must be a good dog.
Emotional support.
Ollie's a good name.
Yes.
I guess. Do you know what the number one dog name is?
Oh, let me guess. Okay. Bella.
It is.
Uh huh.
It's Bella.
Uh huh.
You know what it is for a boy?
Ralph.
No.
Charlie.
It's Max.
Okay.
I
Which
read
is
that
also,
online.
That's the name of the Grinch dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Next week is Christmas. Christmas! Favorite spice this pack.
Paprika Lika.
So, yay for that.
Yeah.
And we will be talking to you soon.
You guys enjoy the holidays.
Yeah,
definitely. And like we said, just support small businesses and enjoy each other. If it's not about the presents. Mm-hmm. But if it is about the presents, you can bring us massages.
Yeah.
That's what we decided. And groomers.
And groomers. And eyebrow tinting.
Yes.
Yeah, or anything, really. We'll take it. I'll even
beer,
get Botox.
I'll take a can of beer.
Yeah, come easy. My lights.
Yeah.
You'll take a seltzer. Things.
Or we'll just tell us we love you. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Daisy. Daisies.
Hey, stay Christmassy and witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
You guys are going to miss that when it's gone.